It falls to me to close this evening. I've received scores of emails from people all over the world who knew Fritz and expressing their affection for him. I wanted to share a couple of those with you, and especially some words from Helen Tracy, who was the closest thing to a long-term girlfriend that Fritz had, probably a good dozen years. And she's back east to attend the funeral tomorrow, so she sent us some special words. Some years back, we had a secretary receptionist at one of our companies who was just, she was an angel. And Fritz is one, he kept in touch with her year after year after year for no other reason than she was a good person, and that's what he did. And she wrote a letter to us from Vancouver. "I'm sending you a poem Fritz sent me in May for my birthday. On the cover of this beautiful butterfly card is a quote by William James that says, 'To change one's life, start immediately. No exceptions.' In the middle of those two lines is another one that says, 'Do it flamboyantly.' In typical Fritz fashion, this line is crossed out with whiteout. I would have done the same thing. His little Fritzoid birthday poem reads like this: 'Dear Suzanne, what does immediately mean without a past? Is there a future that will last? Is there a season for knowing everything? There is a reason for spring. Happy birthday.' Signed, Fritz, with the always present peace sign on the left of his name." I had this card out on my table in the kitchen since May, sitting there every day. I finally decided to put it away the day that he died, and I was yet to know that he'd left us. Someone else very close to us is who's here tonight, who was our financial controller for some time, says Greg Sprague, says, "Fritz is someone I'll remember my entire uppercase life. I am visualizing his salt and pepper sport coat, slightly too short black slacks, fancy boots, briefcase that was 40 pounds too heavy, jammed with documents, slightly unruly afro haircut, beard, goatee, cayenne pepper in his pocket, and don't forget his tie, always wearing a tie. Cloistered in his dark office with the single halogen light, poring over some budget or contract, always looking for an angle. 'Is it too early to invoice a client for something?' was his mantra. You better believe Fritz touched many diverse tribes, probably more so than anyone I know." We had a few words from Australia earlier through Paul Kennedy, but Mark Botsford, who was the director of our operations in Brisbane, wrote particularly vividly and with total arid wit, so you have to listen with three ears. "Here's a picture I located of my friend Fritz." It's Fritz and Mark Botsford clicking glasses with two cans of Coke. "Background to the taking of this picture. As was our custom, we celebrated another ritualistic doing over of the Brisbane City Council legal team with a nice cold beer and some chips. All in a day's work for our dear Fritz. This photo was taken after Fritz had fronted the Lord Mayor and his legal team over their stated intention to cut short the contract with North Communications on the grounds they weren't enjoying it anymore. Fritz suggested in his own sweet way that they were in fact mistaken. Actually, they were enjoying it and would be continuing to enjoy it for some time into the future. The next morning, we were again summoned to the Lord Mayor's office, the BCC legal and senior management team, who confirmed that, upon reflection, yes, they had been mistaken and would like to clear up any misconception that they may have conveyed upon consideration. They were enjoying the relationship and would be continuing to enjoy it until the contract concluded 10 years later. Oh, bless him, what a privilege to know, love, and learn from this man. Sylvia Merkel, who is also a financial analyst at Metromedia, made a contribution to netaid.org in Fritz's name, substantial one, and her sentiment for Fritz, one line is, "I never forgot you either." And from Helen Tracy, one of the many loves of Fritz's life. "My favorite story about Fritz was when we first met. There are so many colorful stories, but maybe it's my favorite because it was my first experience of him. I had never met any man as persistent. We met at the Natural Foods Expo in Baltimore in 1993. We were both looking at items in a booth and he struck up a conversation. We talked for a little while and I tried to walk away. He looked me in the eye and asked me if I was married. I said no, but that I was in a relationship. We said goodbye. And as I tried to walk away, he came after me and said, "A committed relationship?" I totally surprised myself when I said no. That was the beginning of our 13-year journey of relationship. He was my partner, my lover, my best friend, my worst enemy, my inspiration, my most difficult lesson, my uncontrollable laughter, my most painful tears, my most attentive student, my strictest teacher, my warmest comfort, my slap in the face, my strongest support, my greatest protector, my truest love." We're sending pictures of this evening to Helen and we're printing them out in Baltimore, and she'll share them with people tomorrow as they begin to sit Shiva for Fritz. So if we are to truly respect and honor this special person, then we should do it in our lives by living our lives with some fraction of the zest and enthusiasm and care and love and presence that he had. That's what he would have us do. It was always on to the next deal. There was a moment for reflection, and then there was life.